When thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof. But thou bring not blood upon thine house, if any man fall from thence. When thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof. But thou bring not blood upon thine house, if any man fall from thence. I don't know, I just want to talk tonight. Don't forget the battlement. Don't forget the battlement. You know, life is a funny thing.
Amen.
It comes and it goes so quick, seems like. Believe it's James, in the book of James, it talks about, whereas you know not what is on the morrow, for what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a while, then it vanishes away. And that's the way it is. I've often wondered how come the writer didn't at least compare my life to something that has a solid foundation. Why didn't he compare life to something that has a matter, something that's made out of wood and steel and rock? Because if you've ever visited an old home place, the wind and the rain maybe has destroyed the framework and the woodwork and the shingles is all destroyed and ruined. And you look around in a yard that's grown up in trees that were once small, they're humongous oak trees and sycamore trees, and you can tell that at one time there was life around this. And you can look at the foundation that the old home used to sit on, and you could try to figure out which room was what. And if it's been an older home, usually there was only one or two rooms. And you see where the fireplace is at. And at least there's something to remind you that there at one time was a life, a home, a happiness, a joy around that hillside, right, and that valley. But our life that we put so much money into, we spend so much time in, our life that we make sure is fed and is clothed and is happy, so much, we spend so much time to ourselves, with ourselves. Why couldn't at least life been compared to something that has a solid foundation so that when it's gone, at least people can look around and say, well, at one time there was something here. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? But no, the writer compared our life to a vapor, a mist, a fog. You know, in the morning time you get up, go to work, if you get up early, and you see fog over Lake Pine Bluff a lot of times. In the fall or the spring of the year, especially when the temperatures are changing. And it's beautiful. But as the sun comes out, it melts the fog away. Some of you don't think it's beautiful, but I think it is. I like this stuff when you can get up above it and look down on the sun is shining down in. I used to live on a lake and I used to enjoy looking at the fog from the hillsides down in the valley over the lake. Beautiful. And I was impressed with it. But as the sun begins to melt the fog and the mist away, you forget about it with your daily activities and it was gone until the next morning. Then you maybe remember the fog or the mist that was there the day before, how beautiful it was. But you know, really, life comes and goes, and surely when someone dies, you remember it for a while. But after a few years, he is forgotten. This individual is, he's appreciated, but people just don't talk about him as much. I recognize Elvis Presley. When he passed away, he sold more records the year he passed away than he had in years. He had a sellout, and he was gone because people wanted something of his life. And every magazine, every newscast was talking about Elvis Presley and his death for weeks after that. But now you don't hear so much about him, as much as you did anyway, because his life has gone on now and the vapor has melted away and it's easy to forget him and other people try to take his place. You see what I'm talking about? But in this life that we live, we must take every day as it comes. Every day we're building. Every day we're preparing something for the future. We all in our life, we build it with happiness and sorrow, with good times and bad times, right. And it all consists of a home. We all build. You see what I'm saying? Young people, every day is an exciting day, a day we look forward to. It's a day of mixed emotions. There's happiness and sorrow, but we call it our life. We call it our past and our future and our present, and it's our life. And we live in our environment. We recognize our peer group. We are recognized as young people by the elders and by old people from the little children, and that's our life. But you see, in this life that we live, that comes so fast and goes so fast. I can remember when I was 13. I mean, excuse me, 10, 11. I get it. When I was 11, I wanted to be 12, where I could be in the youth group. And then when I was 12, I wanted to be 13, where I could be a teenager. Everybody likes a teenager. When I was 13, I wanted to be 15, because when you was 15, you could get your driver's permit. And, oh, my, get to drive with Pop sitting on the other side of Mom, and either Pop was telling you what to do and what you did wrong, or Mom was pulling out her hair. It was either one, you know. And so when I was 15, I wanted to be 16, because when you're 16, you can get your driver's license, and you don't have to have Mom or Pop around. And that way, if you see, and you ask her if she wants a soda pop, you don't have to worry about Mom and Dad being around. Besides that, you can get rid of the old bicycle, the motorcycle, get your own vehicle. And so when I was 16 and I got my car and I didn't have to ride with Mom and Dad, I wanted to be 18, because when you're 18, you get to graduate. Everybody looks at you as you're a little older when you graduate. So you feel more important when you're 18, get out of school and get to look forward to college. And when I was 18, I wanted to be 20, because when you're 20, you're just a little older because you're out of the teen years, and people think of you being a little more mature. And now since I'm 20, I want to be 21. Because at 21, you're an adult. See, everybody knows that. And so on it'll go.
All right.
Before long, I've wished my life away. Really, I like to stop about right here. This is a good age to be.
Yes, right.
That's what some of you said. No doubt, Brother Mickey Harrison there at the ball hitch, with his friendly smile looking up here at us. Maybe at one time when he was 20, he said, I would like for it to end here. It seemed like yesterday when you said that. Doesn't it?
Amen.
If you said it.
All right.
See what I mean? But it goes so fast.
Right.
It seemed like yesterday I was 11 wishing I was 12. Here I am, 20, wishing I was 21. So fast, and it's gone so quickly. But in this life that I live, let me make sure that I build upon a solid foundation. No matter what comes or what goes or what happens, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you begin to build all over again.
That's right.
Old things are passed away. And you begin to build a new spiritual house.
Right. That's
God forgives you of every sin that you ever committed. And you begin to build anew. But when you begin to build once again this new house, since you're filled with the Holy Ghost, make sure that you build it on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
That's the truth.
The reason why so many young people and so many people have such a shattered life now, it's because they built upon the rocks and not upon the rock. But when you build upon the rock, the rains can fall. The storms can come. And when the storms are over with, look upon the rock and the house stands firm.
Hallelujah.
But when you build upon the rocks, the storms, the trials, the dark days can come. And when the storm's over, you find no house because it's shattered and it's broken and it's ruined. Because they built upon the rocks. And the reason why, young people, there's some of your friends at school that's searching and looking and they're scared and they're almost paranoid, afraid someone's going to get them. Always someone's after them. And the reason why they're that way is because when they got to the time in their heart where they felt the Spirit of God, I believe that almost in every life there comes a time when men begin to think about God. And when that time came in their life, they didn't build upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
And when the real trials and troubles come, they turn to drugs or alcohol or different things of this life that they do. And it shattered their life. And, and they're hopeless. I know people that say, I don't stand a chance. They've tried to come back to church, and they get back in the church, as we say, and then they leave again, and they come, and they go, and they come, and they go, and they come, and they go. And I've seen some people, and I prayed in the altar with someone at the holiday conference just the other day. If I pray with that fellow in the altar once, I've prayed for him 100 times. At every camp, at every holiday conference, every special service, he hits the altar. But when it's not revival, and when it's not camp meetings or youth camps, and when it's not special services, when it's not watch night, he's not interested in living for God. But you let a special speaker come by, or you have a special service, then he hits the altar and he wants to pray through. Oh, God, let me stand firm, whether it's a revival or whether it's a Saturday night. Hallelujah. This stuff of coming in and going out and coming in and going out. Hallelujah. I guess it's all right. I disappear while I was on the outside. But, oh, Lord, let me always stand up on this solid foundation of the Holy Ghost. I know this ain't a popular subject, young people. I know that. It's boring. But I want you to realize something. Sometime in your life, you've got to make up your mind if you're going to live for God or if you're going to live in the world. 1980's upon us. I thought I'd never see this day. I'm surprised. I still am. But 1980's upon us. The space age, you know, as it was called. No doubt it's, some of you can remember in school when they'd talk about the future. And they would say 1970 and the 1980s and maybe the year 2000. Do you remember that? I can still remember some of my teachers talking about way up in the future of the 70s and the 80s. The 70s is already come and gone. The 80s are upon us. It's hard to hear. And, oh, Lord, let me live for you while I am young. Let me build my foundation. Make sure it's solid upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ. But in this spiritual house that we live in, we got the Holy Ghost we're building. This spiritual house that we live in, we build it up with the activities and the friends and the feelings. Like I've already said, those are bricks. Those are boards. And we build a spiritual house, a fellowship, one another. We have one another. You know, in the biblical times, when this scripture is recorded, houses then were not built like they are today. They didn't have central air. The only air they had was the air that was outside. And so they built homes in this day with flat roofs. And you could go up on the roof. And there they would have church services, maybe, or friends would come over. It was a place that was cooler in the evening and in the morning than down in the house. And so they'd go there and visit with their family and their friends. And if they didn't build a battlement around the top of their house, then while their children were playing or while someone got up to do something, there was a good possibility that they could trip and fall. And if the homeowner hadn't built a battlement, a banister, a wall around the rooftop of his house, then if this individual fell off, it wouldn't be that man that fell fault, it'd be the man that owned the house's fault. Because he didn't build a battlement around his roof. How sad it would be if he didn't went up on the roof himself and fell off and killed himself, falling down there and hitting his head. And, you know, that would have been it. And so in this day, when Moses was given the divers laws and ordinances, he said, and when you build your new home in the promised land, make sure you build a battlement around the rooftop.
Amen. Amen.
Don't forget the battlements.
Amen.
You got to build them. But if you don't, it'll bring blood upon your house. Your children or your friends or yourself will fall off. That's what Moses was saying.
Amen.
That will be the end of it. Well, look, young people. When we get our house built, we got the Holy Ghost. We know about the Lord. We go to church here. We build our lives with our friends. We all sit together in church. We all have our friends. I don't want it to be a clique, but we want to be friends with each other. We sit among family and friends here. We got our house. We sing the songs on. We sing in the youth choir. That's building our house. Well, let's make sure that when we're building such a beautiful home, a beautiful life that we have now,
that we don't forget to build battlements around the top of it. Well, what do you mean by that? Build battlements. Build them by prayer. Build them by fasting. Build them by worshiping. Make sure you build a security around the rooftop of your life that you're building.
You know, I know a girl. Well, Joy here's my wife, but before I got married, I'm about to get myself in trouble. I grew up with this girl as a friend of mine. And while she was growing up in high school, very popular, she was voted the most popular girl in the school, I believe, at one time. It's in the yearbook. I have to look at it. Anyway, Pam had real long hair. And it come down below her knees. And she would walk down the halls of school. And people would stop her and say, Pam, your hair is just beautiful. But she got to saying, well, I don't, you know, she'd go to dad and say, I want to cut off all his hair, and you know, style it and everything. And for a long, Pam just quit coming to church altogether. But now, since she never come to church, she don't live for God. She'll tell you she don't live for God. She'll tell you, I'm a sinner. I don't go to church anymore. I am a sinner. Wouldn't you know, Pam's hair is as long as it ever was. What are you driving at? Sometimes, in this life that we're living, here in the church, we pick on ourselves. We think of things that we don't really need. It seems a little strict, a little hard to live for God. And now, since Pam's out, and now people still brag on her hair because it's so long and beautiful. But she got it when she was building a house. But what happened when she got to a certain age, after she had built such a beautiful house in the church house of God, in the place of worship, she forgot to build a battlement and she fell off. And the thing that she wanted to get rid of while she was building, she still has. But what has it gained her now? What has it done for her? See what I'm saying, young people? We can't forget to build battlements around our house, around our rooftop.
Amen.
You know, to build a wall, Brother Harry, isn't it hard to build a wall? I mean, you got to drive nails and you got to saw boards. Sometimes you got to mix mud and lay bricks. It's kind of hard, isn't it? I mean, like, over here in the apartment, I've been trying to hang some wallpaper. I hope Brother Franks doesn't come over to the apartment. But he knows how to lay wallpaper and I don't. When I get in there, it's in the bathroom and you've got to hold your breath in there and you bust up the walls because it's a little. And you try to, you know, get the wallpaper cut around the mirror and the light fixture and the cabinets. And I was in there sweating and grumbling and complaining and the wallpaper was tearing and my knife wasn't cutting it like it. And it looked like a mess. In fact, I went in there today and yanked some of it down. I just... You know, I tried to build things around the house. And I get that hammer and I aim at that nail. And I got my thumbnail down below the head of the regular nail. But I don't know how I do it now. But I end up getting my thumbnail instead of the nail I'm trying to hit. And you try to build something and you just are working and are sweating, and if you're like me, and you get frustrated and you cut a board too short and have to throw it away and start all over and run out to the hardware store and get some more board. And you know, it's hard to build something like that. Well, sometimes it's hard to take time to take up this old Word of God and study it a little bit.
That is.
It's hard sometimes to find a little place to pray and just say, God, you got to help me out. God, bless me in my life. Let me live my life for you. God, give me courage to serve you. Sometimes it's hard to just take the time to invite someone to the service. Sometimes it's hard to worship. But every time we do, that's driving another nail. That's sawing another board. That's mixing some more mud. That's laying another brick around our rooftop, around our house. And so that when we go to the rooftop of our spiritual houses, we won't trip and fall. Or if we do, everybody's going to fall. Everybody's going to make mistakes. We're human. Everybody's going to do things that they're going to regret. But if you built a battlement around your rooftop instead of falling all the way down to your death, Hallelujah. If you got a good, strong battlement around your rooftop, you'll fall against that thing. And it'll hold you up and will not let you be lost forever. And you can get back on your feet. And it's all because you took the time to build a battlement around your rooftop. It's business. If you do one thing wrong, you got to go to hell. Well, you might if you don't build battlements, but I believe when you take the time to build battlements around your life, around your future, around your church, around your family, that if you slip and fall, you're not going to hell, but you will fall against that strong force of prayer and fasting and Bible reading and worship. You thank the Lord a million times that you took a little time to build a battlement that saved your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My life may be just a vapor. It may just come and go. I may not accomplish much. I may not be known by very many people. I may not make it through a popular race that some people think about and talk about. But I want you to know something. In this little short life that I have, I want to build something around my life that'll protect me and not let me be lost. I don't want to just be here because this is what I've been raised in. I don't want to be here just because I feel obligated in coming. I don't want to come here just because somebody makes me. But I want to take time in my life to build some battlements. You know, there's been times that I have decided not to live for God any longer. And one church service where someone testified or someone sang just a song that was to me or someone preached something right at me saved me, and I found a little place to make it right with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Taking a little time. Don't forget your battle. Hey, let me say something. I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching to us. In your life that is so busy, young people, where things are happening so fast, where things are exciting and fun, don't forget your battlement. Don't forget your battlement. You know, I guess confessing good for the soul, but there's something between us. I found it a little hard. It's not even going to sound right. But I found it a little hard to pray in front of Joy. And I pray, I usually go to the church, in the office, pray for a service for a revival. But I've decided that it's good for Joy and I to kneel down every once in a while and just say just a few minutes of prayer. Get over that feeling. I think that's Satan. It's trying to make me feel that way. I take time to tease her. I take time to take her shopping. I'm not embarrassed to do that. But when it comes to praying in front of her, it seems a little hard. And I don't care what the devil tells me. I want to take time to build a battlement around not only my life, but the life of the one that's with me. You see, when you start to build battlements now around your rooftop, when someone else steps into your life, it's not going to be hard at all to just join their banister to your banister, and it goes right together. Then as your life that goes so fast, you begin to see little Johnnies and Marys come into your life. You know, as they grow up in their little vaporous life, and they go from this long to this long, it's not going to be hard to just include them in your building project.
when the storms come upon your family. Because you started now to take the time to build a battlement. When you got a whole bunch of people on your rooftop, you're going to look around and you're going to see a battlement not only around you, but around your wife and around your children. You can stand back in the corner against your battlement and say, "Oh, I'm glad I started when I was young to build a battlement." You know, I'm going to shut up, but who was it? Was it you or maybe Pidge? Said something about the kids are all gone now. He said that. That's right. Of course, Brendan Gary still live here. I don't know where Joy and Al settled down at. Dick and Debbie's gone. Philadelphia. Really? All the kids are out of the house, that was what she was saying. But you know, every one of them is in the service of the Lord. Be it a preaching or a pastor's wife or a preacher's wife. Pidge, could it be because you took time when you was just young? See, when you first come in, you was young. Did you take the time to start building a battlement? And because of that, every one of the children are living for God because they saw mom and daddy build a battlement. But you started when you was young. You wasn't always as old as you are now. You had to start when you was a young person. And now look, you have a rewarding life. You don't worry about someone of your family being lost. You know that they've all started building battlements of their own. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead. Go to school. Go to your jobs. Ride your motorcycles. Have a big time in life. But oh, please, sometime during the day, take the time to build a wall of protection around your life so you won't be lost, so you won't fall from the house, so one of your friends or one of your family won't slip and fall to their death. Just be against the battle. In the Old Testament, but I think the words still live on today. When thou buildest a new home, build a battlement around the roof. Have you taken time today to build a battlement? Just put on another brick or two tonight. Just add another two before, maybe another brace. Drive just a couple more nails. You just don't build one overnight. Takes a long time. In fact, you will be building till the day you die. But have you taken time today to build on your battlement?
So I'll change the old rugged cross. Hear my trophy that last. I would cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll share.
Can we stand and sing this song? Come up here with them. Let's just take a little time to peel.